Thanks for tuning in on this Saturday morning for Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purzel, and in the studio with me is Caitlin Beal. She is the Springboard Coordinator at Artworks. What is Springboard? An exciting program that helps artists go into business. It's been going on for a little while now, and popularity is growing, and as a result, there are going to be two summer sessions coming up, and registration is open right now. That's why I invited Caitlin into the studio this morning. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Let's, for folks who don't know, explain exactly what the Springboard program is.
Sure. Springboard is a business development program under Artworks that's geared toward creative entrepreneurs, artists, and artisans. So artists could be anyone from a graphic designer, a photographer, a painter, an illustrator. Artisans are makers, people that make furniture, make jewelry, and then creative entrepreneurs are everyone in between. So it could be someone who has a really innovative idea for a restaurant or a pop-up shop. I don't know, the ideas that come out of Springboard, I could not have thought of in a million years. So really, creative entrepreneur is a great term that encompasses a lot of people.
And there was a need. I think I remember when I had Sarah Corlett, your director of Springboard Inn, when this was first starting, that Artworks saw this as a need that many artists had, learning the business side of things. I knew the creative side of things, but some of this is business. So what exactly does Springboard do for these creative entrepreneurs?
Absolutely. So first, to talk a little bit about why Artworks saw this need. So Artworks, as you might have known, has been around for 17 years. So the reason why Artworks exists is to employ artists. So, you know, we start off hiring 150 youth apprentices to do public works of art. So we wanted to train them to be able to be artists and do that sustainably, if that's what they wanted to do.
And obviously that's worked over 17 years and some beautiful murals, including one right here on the side of our building here at WVXU.
Absolutely. We actually just wrapped up Apprentice Weekend, which was pretty phenomenal. That was the first time I'd actually taken part in that. So, again, we are going to be hiring 150 youth apprentices from 14 to 21 to work on a lot of summer projects this year. So that's how we started. We wanted to connect artists with employment opportunities. We've been doing that for 17 years. And like you said, Artworks saw this need. We saw all of these amazing, creative, talented people that were fleeing the city. You know, we've got these amazing schools. We've got the Art Academy. We've got DAP. We've got CCM. And we have all of these amazing, talented people that just didn't have the business skills to start their own business. I think a lot of schools will train you to work at a corporation or another business. And, you know, with the economy being what it is, I think a lot of people wanted to take their futures into their own hands. And that's where Springboard came along. So we actually started in June 2011. And actually, our program is licensed from another program called Springboard in Chattanooga. And it's been amazing. The response has been absolutely phenomenal. As of May of this year, we will have graduated 129 creative entrepreneurs through the program.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned all those schools. Well, schools, they might teach you a little bit of the business sense or some business if you're looking for business. But if you're an artist, a lot of times you're just learning to create your art.
Absolutely.
So you come out with this art. Well, then how do you make money making art? And that's kind of what Springboard does.
Right. So it's this 9-week program that teaches you pretty much all the basics for a business plan. So in 9 weeks, you will learn marketing and financial management skills, and we'll actually bring in marketing and branding specialists. We'll bring in accountants, CPAs. You'll learn all the numbers parts. I mean, that's, as a creative, I think that's the part that sends chills down people's spines. You know, they don't want to deal with numbers, but, you know, unfortunately, that's one of the reasons why businesses go under, because they just don't want to deal. They want to deal with the fun stuff. They want to deal with branding, but they don't want to handle profit margins. Ugh. So it forces creatives to sit down and focus on the numbers part, but also, hone their skills in marketing and branding and legal structures. You know, for instance, some artists may have been, drawing illustrations and postcards and making things, but was making up the numbers, you know, like, I think I'll sell it for this and sell it like this one time. And then at another show, I'll sell it a different way. And so it really helps creative entrepreneurs focus. I think the other great thing is that maybe not everyone comes out knowing exactly how to run a business 100%, like ready to jump out the door. But maybe they learn that this is not my strength. These are my strengths. And these are the things that I want to focus on more and bring in another person to help me. So,
yeah, provides perspective and a little realization, stepping back and learning. Well, are there any Springboard graduates that people might recognize that have gone on to success and started their own businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a pretty huge list, a huge network of people that have gone through the program. So, for instance, Kitchen 452, who recently opened in East Walnut Hills, they are proud Springboard graduates. And actually, they did not have Kitchen 452 when they started. They actually opened their doors after they graduated from the program, which is pretty great.
Wow.
So we like to think that we definitely helped them open the doors. Once Blind Studios, who's located in Over the Rhine, Monluft and Company, the modern dance company. Over the Rhine Community Housing recently graduated from the program. Palette 23, which is a new event space and urban kitchen in Northside. And actually, Palette 23 is a really amazing example of how Springboarders, as we call them, Springboard graduates, collaborate together to help grow their business. So Palette 23, almost every aspect of Palette 23 was made by a Springboarder. So everything from the architectural build-out to the branding to the legal work to the photographers to the art in the space, everything was made by a Springboarder, which is pretty great.
Wow. Now, we're talking about this because their newest Springboard classes coming up here in, June, the summer classes. There's actually not just one, but two due to increasing demand. And now is the time to register. So if there's a creative entrepreneur out there who's interested, you know, they may say, well, what I do, I don't know whether that's what I need from Springboard. What kind of advice would you lend those creative, maybe entrepreneurs to be?
First of all, I would say that Springboard is for anyone who is either thinking about owning a business, starting their own business, or actually already has a business. So one of the great things that I really love about Springboard, I should also mention I actually graduated from Springboard. I was in the second class. But one of the great things about Springboard is you are in a really amazing class of creative people who are like-minded. They're all in it for the same reason. They want to start a business. And also, I think a lot of people really go through the class because they want to give back to Cincinnati. They want to make Cincinnati a better place. So I would say that if you're thinking about starting a business or you already have a business and you want to help it grow, this is a great opportunity. Then you also get access to ongoing roundtables. We have a roundtable that happens every third Monday. You get some one-on-one time with your facilitator. The facilitator is the person that guides you through the class, you know, your spirit guide, usually a former or current entrepreneur themselves. It's just a great opportunity to really learn the skills that you feel like you are lacking. Actually, Brittany Skelton, who went through the program with Over the Rhine Community Housing, she had a really great testimonial about why you should do Springboard. And I'm going to probably butcher this, but but really it was like a plea to, you know, to kind of have faith in yourself, and you may not know the numbers or you may not know anything about starting a business, or you feel like you can't really make that jump. And that's why Springboard is here, because we want to take you through that process step by step. And we want you to be in a room with other people that can definitely nurture and support your idea.
Registration open through May 10th, correct?
Yes.
And quick and easy to do online. So just if you're interested in learning more about Springboard or registering for their summer sessions, you can apply online and find a link at our website, wvxu.org, to get to the Springboard Cincinnati site to apply. Again, registration open through May 10th. There are two summer sessions, one June 11th through August 6th, the other June 19th through August 14th, and all those details online as well. So thank you, Caitlin. And it's exciting to see some great stuff that's coming. You know, Artworks has been doing great work for years, and now this is helping more people do more. So thank you.
Thank you so much. And also, I should mention that if you are interested in learning more about Artworks, or if you're a supporter of Artworks and you want to give even more support. So actually Thursday, May 2nd, we are having an annual breakfast at the Duke Energy Convention Center starting at 8 in the morning. And so you can learn about all of our programming efforts and what we have going on this summer, which we have a lot of great, really cool projects coming up. So
fantastic. Well, we'll have that on the website as well, at WVXU.org. Caitlin Beal is the Springboard Coordinator at ArtWorks in visiting this morning, talking about Springboard and their summer sessions.